smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you're proud that you're a self-made man. And your friends, they all come calling. Slap you on the back and say,
WPFP, translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The White House says there will be more U.S. air attacks against Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria. Today's strikes were in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. troops at a base in Jordan last weekend. On retaliating while trying to avoid a wider Mideast war, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
If you're trying to take away their capability, then you are by default working to de-escalate the tensions. And that's the approach that we're taking.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
We are told that some of those facilities that were struck today included locations where rockets and missiles and those drones that have been used in all these attacks in Iraq and Syria were being stored. The goal appears to be to also disrupt the logistics and munitions supply of these militia groups that are backed by Iran. All those weapon systems come from Iran.
Our Louis Martinez. This is ABC News. In Michigan, testimony in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly has ended. Jury deliberations are expected to start Monday. Crumbly's son, Ethan, killed four people and injured seven others after opening fire at Oxford High School in 2021. His parents accused of ignoring his mental health struggles and giving him a gun. Crumbly's father faces trial next month. After this experience, law enforcement in New York City is being left again to humans. ABC's Dave Packer.
It was just last September that New York Mayor Eric Adams announced the arrival of the K-5 Nightscope, a robotic police officer resembling a large trash can on wheels, which was to use facial recognition to stop crime. But after just 4 months, the RoboCop program has been powered down. K-5 sitting in the corner of a vacant storefront in the Times Square subway station. Officers will have to do without the K-5, which couldn't climb stairs, needed frequent charging, and required two human cops to protect it from potential vandals.
Our Dave Packer, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're as cold as ice. Down.
we want.
Talking to myself in public and dodging glare.